Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
How we feeling today? Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. See?
Happy
everything
Tuesday.
Was going to be okay.
Yeah. Everybody's backed off the ledge. Everybody's actually probably backed off the ledge and puffed out their chest a little bit.
John, we've moved off the ledge, those that were there, and now we are all collectively sitting in the driver's seat. 1-1 coming home with home field in the ALDS. That was an all-timer yesterday for the Tigers. An instant classic. And as much as I want your thoughts, as much as we want to open up the phone lines most of the show today for your thoughts listening, the person I want to go to first is the person who is at this game from the show, Tom Milliken.
Wow. I mean, I told you first. I said, I couldn't have scripted that. We had a day. First off, I'm going to say we had a great day as a family, and that's the most important thing. I don't think there was one thing that went sideways. It was perfect. And then as the game started going, like, you could sense in the crowd about the fourth inning, I heard some people saying, gosh, his pitch count's low. We got to get him out of there, Scooble. They knew they weren't going to hit him. And you could feel like that playoff intensity really clicking about the fourth inning. And then the Tigers are leaving guys on base and all that stuff and the drama. And then I could actually see we were in the rafters, guys. I mean, there were only probably 150 people sitting farther away than us, but it didn't matter. And I saw Scooble do the gesture when they got the
double play.
You know, you don't pick up on those things sometimes, especially when you're sitting far away because you're celebrating, you know.
Yeah.
And there was a decent Tiger contingent there, but the Guardians have done a good job of showing up. So there weren't a ton of Tiger fans, but there were chants up our way and stuff. And just the home run, I mean, that's euphoria. And so we were sitting way up in the rafters in right field. So home run was coming our way. Wind was blowing out a little bit, by the way. I think it helped carry it. I know they said he hit the ball harder than he has any time this year. It didn't appear that way in person. The ball was sort of floating. And I think it was probably 50 feet from the warning track. And I'm like, this thing's out. And I started jumping up and down. I think I was celebrating before anybody. And then the silence and the deafening, the Tigers, the minimal fans, like, going crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, what a priceless day. And for my kids to see that, I told them, I said, first, I go, I said, I think I sent the gym fairly soon after the game, you know, about the home run and where it ranks. And I told myself, you guys saw something historical here. I go, this is a gift. You know, Connor saw the Justin Tucker 66-yard field goal in person. And I said, revenge. And I told him, I go, this is, it all balances out in the end. You get the good, you get the bad when you go to games and stuff. But I say this more than anything in the family experience that, you know, I did this on a leap of faith last Thursday morning, I think, mm-hmm. when I actually went online during the show and bought the tickets. There was only a couple hundred left. I got them for face value. And my advice is if you ever just are sitting on the fringe and wondering, you got to take chances sometimes in life and you got to go. And, you know, I was being pretty calculated about the school will start. Because I thought, wow, what a rough experience maybe going Saturday as a Tiger fan. But Monday, you know, school was starting. I felt really good about this being competitive and this not being a rough experience from the baseball aspect. But I just don't think you could have made a more perfect day. It was unbelievable. It was perfect.
I love hearing the part of when he hit the home run, the silence in the stadium. Because it's deafening.
It's opposite of the Ravens when they walked off the 66-yarder,
right?
Where you could hear hardly anything except the players screaming and the fans that were there, the few Ravens fans going nuts, you know. And it was the polar opposite of it.
Yeah.
And I went to the Iserman double OT game in '96, and I'm waffling this morning on what I saw yesterday. Might have been the greatest Detroit sports moment I've seen in person. That it was. I just can't believe that happened.
Yeah. Tom, you're not on social media, but I must have gotten, I don't know, a dozen or more messages saying, can't wait to hear Gov tomorrow. Thinking about the game from his perspective. Thinking about being in enemy territory for a game that will go down as an all-time Detroit sports game.
Did you look down in that moment and watch your kids cheer?
Oh, yeah. Me and we were hugging.
Yeah,
like we're jumping.
That's a great moment. That's the greatest moment ever.
I think I said euphoria. Yeah. Right? That's what it was. It was just. I got a video. I'll show you guys. You know, I'm scrambling here this morning a little bit. You know,
what time did you get back?
Cracking. We actually got in the house just before 10:30. So I got.
That's not bad.
I ended up getting about 4.5 hours of sleep. I was very tired on the way home, and so Kelly started driving about halfway home. And I needed to really get on my phone and catch up because I was coming here today. I was fully committed to do this whole turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was going to fall asleep easy. And then once I laid down, I started thinking about the day. And I had a tough time falling asleep.
Sure.
You can hear my voice is cracking just a little. I backed off yesterday like after I kind of felt it going. It was priceless, you guys. It was like, seriously, I said, I couldn't have wrote that script. And the playoff intensity, the... Pitch by pitch by pitch.
Yeah.
You know, I was able to look back down and see Carpenter, you know, look back up to the sky when he got home. He's a very faithful person. I'm so happy for him. He's a great story about, you know, my kids were like, how come he's coming in whenever he pinch hit the first at bat? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they won't let him hit righties, you know, and.
Or lefties,
I mean. So, you know, I was explaining to my kids and I say, and on the way home, I go, this is a great example of, you know, you wait for your moment. And when you play sports, you sometimes don't get to play every play. And my kids have gone through those kinds of things. And I'm just like, look at patience, perseverance. It was just, I mean, I'm really happy for him.
Yeah, I think that's one of those games, especially the way it was going, where the tension was constant.
Yeah.
There was a constant tension to that game because Detroit, to Tom's point, base runners, I think each of the first four innings, and you're talking about don't waste a scribble start. Don't squander these opportunities. You got to get to Boyd because you know what the Guardians bullpen is capable of. And Scooble was in vintage form. That from him is about as well as you could pitch. 12 up, 12 down, 7 strikeouts.
Yeah.
He's animated. He's intimidating. He said he's never done that to the crowd. He's taunting Cleveland fans. Like he's every bit in his element, and there's every Tiger fan had to admit they were thinking they better not waste this. They're gonna waste this. Riley Green has a couple lousy at bats. Torkelson. They're not doing anything at the plate, and Class A comes in, and you go, well, this guy's Mariano Rivera. We just gotta get through him. Play for the 10th. See what happens. It's the 8 hitter. It's the 9 hitter that get on base for this gritty baseball team, and then it's Cary Carpenter. with two outs, with two strikes, Class A decides, you know what? I've got some weird obsession with throwing the slider over the middle of the plate, and Carey didn't get it the first time, but he sure got it the last time. And he rounds the bases. There's this joy. Every you leap off the couch. That's how I watched. I mean, you guys heard how Tom watched this game. Instant jubilation as he hits that home run, because you didn't waste a Scooble start, because it's tied 1-1, because you're going to Comerica Park, because this crowd's going to be a zoo on Wednesday, and you just start to work. I'm buzzing still the next day. John, that game was awesome. I didn't even mention a double play, a Meadows play at the wall, the Kwan catch, so many moments in that game that will be there forever.
You know, the Meadows catch in person, again, I had a really good perspective of that, and I felt like he had it. Again, probably 100 feet out from the warning track, because you could see him sizing it up. I was actually surprised that he had to jump for it. You know, it's just, I give credit. Guardians fans were well behaved. Like, the takeaway from me was, I listened to some of their sports talk on the way out of there too, that the respect for Scooble. There was an honest, like, like, for them feeling that this sucks. But there was a respect out of it, and I would respect them for that. There was only a person we ran into at one point that was kind of heckling up above us, and they were getting obnoxious about the Tigers not being able to score. And finally, I turned around and yelled back, "Deshaun Watson."
Jeez,
were you trying to make it home?
Yeah,
easy.
I couldn't resist.
Easy, buddy.
Oh my goodness.
Well, you know that's the trigger word there.
Well, yeah, you got to hit them where it hurts, which is their football team. Yeah, I mean, we see Chris Filar walking around these halls. I mean, we know what Cleveland sports psyche is. But go back to the game for a second. Tigers were 0 of 12 runners in scoring position in the series before the Carpenter at bat.
Yeah.
And to do it off of Class A, who had not given up a home run to a left-hander all year, had not given up a home run off a slider in two seasons. It's the hardest hit ball Carp had this season and the hardest hit ball off of Class A this season. Totally normal stuff is happening. I mean, this is absolutely absurd.
You had runners in scoring position. You had them on second. You had them on third. You couldn't find a way to get any runs, and it doesn't get any more down to the wire. Two outs, two strikes, with the best reliever in the game on the mound, and you had your best pitcher. And here's where when you talk about the respect that the Cleveland fans had for the moment. And, I mean, I don't want to give anybody in Ohio too much credit, but they are good sports fans. And they knew coming in, they were facing it's imminent that he's going to be the Cy Young Award winner. One of the great performances that Tarek Skubal has had all year happened in that game. And we talked about it yesterday. You got a Skubal start. And I know there was a lot of people thinking, don't waste the Skubal start. But it was an epic Scooble start. It was postseason where he came through in Houston. He's come through in Cleveland. And there's a lot of players that have great seasons, but then there's a bad outing in the playoffs. Or you have a guy that just dominated at the plate all season long, and then he goes 0-4 a playoff stretch. This, we're watching one of the great seasons a pitcher has ever had.
Tarek Skubal was the best pitcher in the regular season and somehow became a better player when the postseason started. To your point, John.
It's the intensity.
And he feeds off it. I saw this stat. Tarek Skubal, first pitcher in MLB history, couldn't believe this, to pitch at least six shutout innings while allowing fewer than six base runners in each of his first two career postseason starts. Nearly flawless. Guy was perfect for half of his start, and he did not disappoint. And the Tigers come back home tied 1-1. Your phone calls, 248-539-9797. We got open lines most of the show today. We'll have Greg Palm, our college football playoff rankings at 6:35. But you can call in, text in. We want to talk Tigers. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to YMCA Detroit's Girls on the Run. This incredible program isn't just about running. It's about building confidence, making connections, and empowering young girls to set and achieve their goals. And they're getting ready for their big fall 5K celebration in November, and they need our support. Whether you want to register, volunteer, cheer, or donate, head to ymcadetroit.org to learn more, or go to GOTRDetroit.org to register and help inspire the next generation of strong, confident women.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh my goodness. I was stopped at a stoplight at the corner of Beck and 5 Mile. And Lisa and Teddy were in the back seat, and literally all of us, even Teddy, who has really no idea what's going on, he's freaking 3 years old. I was on the edge of my seat just waiting for him, because it started off, you know, long fly ball. And the way that Dan leads up to a home run, I'm thinking, this is going to be gone. And then there was that moment of pause where I kind of feel like he knew everybody was waiting for him to say the moment and dot the I. And the truck, we went nuts. And Teddy went nuts. It was unbelievable.
You and the entire city of Detroit, because guess what? Series is tied 1-1. No panic here. Skubal was every definition of an ace. Tigers needed someone to come up with a big knock. It was against the best closer in baseball, and it was Kerry Carpenter. Let's get to Marcus in East Point. Marcus, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Great.
Man, I jumped off the couch. I think I almost hit my head on the ceiling.
Yep.
One thing I couldn't understand was why he threw him three sliders in a row.
Right.
He was throwing 100 miles an hour. Nobody could get close to hitting the ball. And he throws him a batting practice fastball. Basically, he crushed it. It was so exciting.
Yeah, my thought was the pitch prior I was like, oh, he missed a chance on one. Because it was 91, yeah. Heart of the plate, carry, you got to get it. Very next one, he didn't miss it. You're right. Class A has that 101-mile-an-hour cutter that he did not throw for the final three pitches of that at-bat. I mean, come on. Yeah. Thank you.
That pitch looked literally like a bat in practice fastball. I'm going to the game Thursday. I blew the last game of the season because Scooble didn't start. But I'm going to have a ball Thursday. I don't think Cleveland's going back home. I mean, they're going back home, but I don't think the Tigers are going with them. We're going to finish this off in these next 2 days. I think that hit broke their spirit, and they don't want to see Scooble again.
Marcus, it's a great call about breaking their spirit. Their whole identity is built off of sixth inning or later. We roll out these guys, and the biggest, baddest dude of them all is Class A, Emmanuel Class A. Well, not very big, not very bad right now. The momentum, the wind is out of their sails now as they come to Detroit, where this place will be an electric factory.
It was so awesome. And I am curious, too, because there are moments that are really hard to overcome as an athlete. And that is the way that they lost with their stud on the mound. Two strikes. And I don't care what was going through Class A's mind as to why he threw the changeup, why he didn't throw the cutter, why he didn't throw his the heater. I don't care. But that entire team now, because you saw them in the bottom of the ninth, like they had a chance. They had more cuts to take. And there was nothing threatening about the bottom of the ninth. How much will that roll over into now they're in Detroit, now they're on the road, it's going to be a hostile, very hostile environment.
I'm telling you what, Marcus might not be overreacting. I think it's good for the Guardians they got an off day today or that the carryover effect. The bottom line is I felt like when they did that to Class A that they took the knees out. They grabbed the heart out of the Guardians. He's their best player. They're down there saying that he should be the Cy Young winner. Oops. You know, and you know what I felt when Class A walked off the field? I felt the same way I felt when the Red Wings chased Patrick Waugh in Game 7.
I see that comparison. I do. We haven't talked about the Kwan catch, no catch. We got phone calls to get to this morning, 248-539-9797. Tigers will be a huge part of the show today. We'll have open lines. Greg Hargrave will debut this week's power rankings for college football coming up at 6:35. But first, Heather with the news.
This Hurricane Milton, It's terrifying to read about, and I have family that live right near the Tampa area, and I keep talking to my husband about it, like, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Because they need to get out of there, because this is serious. Florida could be facing one of the worst hurricane catastrophes of all time as Hurricane Milton continues to build as one of the most powerful storms ever to make landfall on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
This is crazy. It was upgraded to a Category 5 storm on Monday with winds 180 miles per hour. Mm. And shortly after that, one meteorologist said that unless we get extremely lucky, Milton will be one of the biggest hurricane disasters in history. And when you hear those things, it's a
panic.
Oh my gosh. So the same meteorologist also said that it's too early to tell exactly where the storm will hit when it does make landfall on Wednesday. But if it follows the current path and strikes Tampa Bay directly, the city will go underwater. And the mayor there of Tampa is saying a really grave warning is like, if you choose to stay, you are going to die. That was her warning, was you must leave.
So they got these warnings yesterday. And hopefully, I mean, that's Monday. They have basically 48 hours to pack up and get out of town.
And what's crazy, the last time I talked to my sister-in-law who lives in Florida, or I didn't talk to her, my husband did, but she was saying, well, we're not in technically the evacuation zone yet. Like there's different A, B, C, D, E, right? Yeah. We're in D or whatever she said. Yeah. But I'm like, well, it's coming. Like whether or not you're in the direct path, like you're going to be dealing with a lot of things. And I would, oh my God, I know, but they've got a family, they've got dogs, they've got their house, they've got like, What do you do?
Yep. But you got your life and you got to get out of there.
You do. Yep. It's really, really scary. Not so scary. Playoff baseball is finally coming back to downtown Detroit. And to celebrate, the Tigers are holding a drone show and a fan block party.
This could be so cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun on Tuesday. Obviously, today, the day before Game 3 at Comerica Park, the team is going to host this drone show. It's going to take place at 7:30 p.m. outside of Comerica Park. You can go check that out. And then on Wednesday, there's going to be a pregame block party starting at 12:30, take place right outside of Comerica Park. Lots of things going on, including a live broadcast from
Carson
Anderson.
Not us, but us as a station.
Right. And I know that we got, I don't know if you guys saw the emails yesterday about where it's going to be. They've moved it around because of the block party and making sure that, I know every time that Doug and Gator are down there, they talk about the leaf blower and the trash, you know, and everybody moving around. This, it's going to be absolutely bonkers
it is.
Downtown.
It's going to be so fun. The Oak Park Public Library has reopened after bed bugs closed the library again.
Again?
Yes.
What?
Over the weekend. So according to the library, somebody was using the computer lab and found bugs on the chairs just before the library closed last Thursday. So on Friday morning, the area was inspected by city officials, library leaders, and they discovered insects on two chairs. So pest control came back in over the weekend. It did reopen on Monday. This is the second time in less than 2 weeks that bed bugs were found in the upholstery of these chairs in the library. And the pest company says, you know what? We cleared up the issue the first time. They have been reintroduced.
Ooh. I wonder if they can. I mean, do you scan to get in the library? Like, can they see?
No, you don't have to scan to get in. Oh, no, I mean, I don't know at this library, but I think if you just walk in. They're going to do some things. They're going to get rid of the upholstery chairs and bring in just hard surface chairs. Things like they're going to make some changes. It's funny. We were just at the library yesterday and Emily loves to rent the puppets to take home. Yeah. She just likes stuffed animals. And I asked them, I said, because I saw the puppet we just returned yesterday was already back on the shelf. So I said, are these getting washed at all? Because I'm thinking about this as she is curling up with this bear in her bed. I thought about the story and I said, with all these bed bugs, she's like, I'm not sure. I'm like, well, I know the answer. It's no, because the puppet we just returned is back on the shelf.
Yeah.
I was like, can I wash this at my house?
Wait till one of them comes home and you get the notification from the school.
No, don't say it.
There's been lice detected.
No!
Yes. That is awful, especially when you have three daughters all with long hair.
It's Heather with the news. All right. 6:50, back to the Tigers. We're going to get to college football after a crazy, wild, chaotic week. We had multiple ranked teams lose to unranked teams. How does Greg Hargrave rank the top 12 now? That's next. It's 97.1.
Epic moments in Detroit sports happening right now. If you can't be there, maybe you want to be in Vegas watching them. You could dive into the best pool in history, that Stadium Swim, and it's located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all those moments at a viewing experience absolutely built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot-tall, high-definition screen, that Stadium Swim. It's America's favorite place to watch all these great moments. And just imagine watching a game-winning home run, jumping into a pool. They got swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, one nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. You can reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Big test for the big brain, multiple top 10 upsets to unranked teams. Greg, let's start it out.
So you mentioned it, Jim, with this amount of chaos. I took last week's rankings, threw them out. No regard. We're going to start from scratch. I did make a mention before the season started that at some point, theory is going to be replaced by data. Maybe it's a gradual process, but with you get a Saturday like we had, it's going to happen and come quick.
It's a reset.
So the idea is, gather and eliminate suspects. We got a group of about 17. Sort by a pecking order of each conference. You gradually merge those conference rankings based on this team is very similar to this in terms of resume, in terms of style. You make that whole list. It goes one through, like I said, about 17. You shut the door at 12. So we start with number 12, Tennessee. Last week mentioned that they're going to be a playoff team without an unexpected loss. Well, that was the unexpected loss that they got on the road at Arkansas. Could cost them a playoff spot if they don't get the key wins against Alabama and Georgia. Florida is their opponent coming up this week. It's in Knoxville. Florida has rebounded a little bit, so it could be a challenge for the Vols. Number 11, Ole Miss. Mentioned they have a light resume in the non-conference, so they really got to build up that conference strength of schedule. Good win at South Carolina, won convincingly. It's a step in the right direction. They'll be fine. Just keep stacking those wins. Big chance to do so this week at LSU. It's a revenge game for the Tigers who lost in Oxford last year. Very close, but not quite. The Greg Pomp game of the week.
I thought that's what it was going to be.
Yeah, it was close.
I was curious, but did anybody see Lane Kiffin in the post-game press conference? He was watching the Alabama game, Alabama losing to Vandy. It was epic.
Number 10, Texas A&M.
Whoa.
Oh,
huge jump. In. That's what you get for a huge win, 41-10 over Missouri. Their only loss, remember, to Notre Dame at home first week of the season. Connor Wegman back from injury.
Yes.
He played very well against the Tigers. Notre Dame, their only loss. Florida and Missouri are good wins for them. Had that close win against Bowling Green, but Bowling Green went into Happy Valley and gave Penn State a game. So that is not the demerit that it appears to be. So a big win for Texas A&M. They are off this week, sitting back and watching upon a grateful universe. Number 9, Notre Dame. They had the bye week on Saturday, but what was their big win? Their big win, we just mentioned, it was Texas A&M.
Yep.
So Texas A&M pushing up Notre Dame after they clocked Mizzou. It's kind of fighting against this loss against NIU, which is kind of dragging Notre Dame down a little bit. So it's this really like, you know, opposite forces working at play here, where they're just kind of floating in this little, you know, middle of the ranking spot here.
Yeah, they're kind of in purgatory.
Yeah, I can respect that the big brain computer values head-to-head Notre Dame ahead of A&M.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
To.
Yeah, and as Texas A&M works its way up, I imagine that it will also work up, it'll push up Notre Dame.
Yeah, and until they get broken by this chain of multiple losses now, that's really going to free one of these teams from kind of being shackled to one another. All right, so the middle third here. Number 8, BYU. They had a bye on Saturday. But what was their win? Their win was SMU winning at Louisville, whom Notre Dame beat in South Bend the week prior. SMU is 5-1. Their only loss is at home to BYU on a Friday night when everybody else was watching the Tigers. Mentioned the win against Kansas State. They've got opportunities coming up here in the Big 12, especially against Utah coming up soon. Number 7, Georgia. They're down 3 spots. Why? Well, they're basically weighted down by Alabama's loss to Vandy.
Yeah.
They're kind of, you know, trying to bubble up here, but you know, they lost three. Don't worry about being down by 3 spots. Like I said, don't worry about last week's rankings. It's a new set of rankings with all this chaos. They'll be fine. There's an SEC championship out there for them. There's Texas out there, and there's more wins for Georgia out there, and Mississippi is one of those as well. Number 6, the aforementioned Alabama. Pesky Vandy finally got somebody. Virginia Tech win at Mizzou, a close loss in overtime, and now the Alabama win. It's a credit to Vanderbilt and what they've been doing this year. Georgia is the giant inflatable landing spot catching Alabama in their fall. So it's going to catch Georgia. It's going to weigh down the Bulldogs a little bit, but Alabama, with that head-to-head win, is only going to go so far with Georgia behind them.
Yeah, well, it's Georgia and Alabama have the same relationship as Texas Notre Dame, or Texas A&M Notre Dame.
Yep.
Strictly platonic. Number 5, Miami. They're 6-0, but they are living dangerously. 2 close shaves in ACC play. 10-point comeback at home versus Virginia Tech. 25-point comeback win at Cal. good news for them is that the Florida win seems to be improving. Florida is 3-2. By the way, their only two losses are at home to Miami, at home to Texas A&M. So maybe not as bad, and maybe that program not as in peril as we once thought. Mm-hmm. And so it's an improving and better win for Miami. And to their credit, close calls, but they are winning the games. They are undefeated. All right, number four, Penn State, 5-0. Late second quarter, you're watching the game against UCLA. They're hanging around. They're only down 7-3. Well, that becomes 14-3 at the half. Then it's 21-3 shortly after the half. Penn State, they're a team that executes and grinds you. They won't jump out to a quick, huge lead. They've got two elite backs, a solid defense, even though they lost two elite edge rushers, mm-hmm. and they've got a highly touted quarterback. By God, that's 2022 U of M's music.
Mm.
That's the comp here for Penn State. They are traveling at USC in the Greg Palm Game of the Week. Can we finally get a good one? Like, I've been a little disappointed that these Greg Palm's games of the week have been a little...
They're duds.
Yeah, they've been duds. They've been not great. The ramifications of this game and what it means for a game coming up, we'll mention in a little bit, based on the win-loss of what Penn State does here, the ramifications down the line of who they're going to be playing later. It's the devil's number. Penn State's favored by 5.5. Number three, we got Oregon. They're looking like the old Oregon since shifting around their offensive line. Another 200-plus yard rushing, zero-sack game against Michigan State. That's zero sacks allowed since making the change along the offensive line. Number two, Ohio State. Ho-hum win over Iowa. They're going to step up in class this week against Oregon. John, you mentioned this off the air yesterday. The home-road splits of old Pac-12 teams facing the old classic Big Ten teams are 8-1 in favor of the home team. Ohio State travels to Oregon on Saturday. And number one, we got Texas. Look, took them longer than most people thought to get here. Alabama's loss, Georgia's loss to Alabama. Texas finally here. Think about this. Red River, they always have trouble in this game. The favorite always has trouble in this game, win or lose. And then they've got Georgia to follow that. What a 2 weeks we're going to have coming up for Texas.
Quickly, John, takeaways. I see Big Ten teams in 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
A lot of Big Ten love, but it's got to get sorted out.
Well, it'll get sorted out. Penn State is the team, and I just can't get behind what James Franklin is doing there. They are a good team. I just don't trust them to beat anybody that's really good. And I understand why they're there. I get it.
And the counterpoint, who do they have that's really good?
Right.
Ohio State?
A chance to prove it, right.
But it's 6 SEC teams, 3 Big Ten teams, one each of ACC, Big 12, and Independent. I mean, is this okay with you? The participation trophies not really showing up.
We got some cannibalizing still to take place, John. I did a little preview. I had the same top 7 as Greg did. I think the next 7 or so are incredibly subjective, and we have lot more still to go. All right, that's this week's college football rankings. It's 97.1.
You guys, I have a really cool story to share with you. I was talking to Dr. Berkowitz from Michigan Hair Restoration, and he told me about this wedding that he went to recently. He said it was this really nice wedding. It was downtown. But one of his patients came up to him, and he was so excited to introduce Dr. B to his fiance. And he continued on to say that his hair restoration treatment with Dr. B changed his life, and that it was because of his newfound confidence that he was able to go online and meet her. And then a little while later at that exact same wedding, another one of Dr. B's patients came up to him with almost that exact same story, but this time the couple was already married, and this patient was excited to introduce Dr. B to his wife, who he says he wouldn't have met if he didn't go to see Dr. B. How cool is that? And guys, your life is waiting for you on the other side of your hair loss treatment. With a full head of hair that you could run your hands through, who knows what you'll have the confidence to do. So go to MichiganHairRestoration.com today and schedule your consult with Dr. B. That's MichiganHairRestoration.com.
underrated play in that game. The sixth inning double play where Torque has to extend out.
Yeah.
And Scooble gets out of trouble, would come back for the seventh to face the heart of the order, and, well, did what he had done all day, shut him down. Tigers putting up zeros, returning the favor to Cleveland, and you needed someone to step up. We've all heard it. Kerry Bonds. Kerry Carpenter steps up to the plate, two strikes, two outs, delivers an all-time moment. And that was an all-time game in Detroit sports history. The series is now tied 1-1. We'll get to your phone calls, 248-539-9797. We'll play the Dickerson call in the 7 o'clock hour. I know you guys want to hear it. John, you say it gives you goosebumps.
I can't hear it enough, honestly. I just can't. I want to hear it over and over and over again because it takes you back to that moment. The excitement that you had, the buildup, it was just a great Detroit sports moment.
I have pages of ticket text, but people have been waiting. Let's get to Rico and Algonac. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hope all is well.
Good morning.
Yesterday, I had the privilege to turn 22 years old, and I was driving home listening to the game, and I had to stop at home to shower to get over to my mom's, and it was about the seventh inning, and then by the time I got over there, it was the ninth inning, and Carrie's up the bat, and I'm sitting on the couch biting my nails, and right as soon as he threw that third slider and hung that and hit it, I instantly leaped off that couch. I almost started doing front flips in place. It was the greatest birthday present I have ever seen in my life. That was just phenomenal.
And you'll always remember where you were, who you were with, what you're doing. Obviously, it's your birthday, so it aids the memory, but everything that was involved, the whole process of stopping at home, going there, and then being there in the ninth, you're going to remember that forever.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It was like it was perfectly timed. It couldn't have gone like any better than that.
Well, and it was so great too because the poeticness of it, right? It's the eight hitter and the nine hitter that gut out at bats to get on base. The whole gritty Tigers thing. Eight and nine get on base to keep the fight alive, so you can get to your best hitter against righties, Kerry Carpenter, who didn't even start the game because that's not what the Tigers do. They have him at the end of the game when they need him most for the biggest at-bat, AJ pushing all the right buttons, and the Tigers win.
Well, and I mean, let's go back to the first Astros win, 8-9, two outs. Like, you put those guys there because right, Trey Sweeney, he's earned the right to be batting nine because he's batting 143 in the postseason. He wasn't lighting it on fire in the regular season, but then all of a sudden, in the postseason, you've got to count on everybody to step up at some point. And you had the stat yesterday about all of the big-time players that were batting under 200 throughout the playoffs, and it's been all the other guys that have stepped up for the big moments.
Yep. And in fact, that's the point Phil wants to make. Phil, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Found you guys on Tuned In a couple months ago. You got me reconnected to my Detroit roots. Love the show, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Listen, no one's talking about Jake Rogers. He starts the rally with two outs, fights off the best reliever in baseball. Sweeney comes up with a knock. Now you got him on the corners. And that Carpenter bomb, I'm telling you, it felt like the Maglio shot against the A's about 20 years ago. Had the text string going with my boys back in Michigan. Oh, man, what a moment yesterday. Carpenter walks up to the plate. My wife's watching with me. She says, "Who is this guy?" I said, "Best hitter on the team." She goes, "Well, what's his record?" I looked at her and said, "What do you mean, what's his record? Why, how does he do?" I said, "Record." I said, "Woman, go in the other room. This is a baseball game."
What's his record? Phil.
What's
Phil,
his record? Oh. And then he hits the bomb, and she looks at me, and she goes, "How did you know?" And I said, "I just know. Come on now." And then my phone's blowing up. All my people are texting me back in Michigan. I'm telling you guys, what a moment yesterday. The thing I love about this team, they have no business being where they are. They continue to grind it out. They're so young, they just don't know any better, guys. It's no quit. Never give up. Parker Meadows stealing the home run. Sweeney, Jake Rogers, a B-movie version of Magnum P.I. I mean, the heroes just never end on this team. Somebody stepping up all the time to just continually string this season out, which is just hopes and prayers at this point. I mean, I can't. I mean, I've been a Tiger fan for 54 years. I can't remember another year where we've ever seen anything like this. It's just, I'm telling you, what a fun ride, guys. And John, love listening to you in the morning, man. You guys are awesome. I appreciate you guys making my drive to work fun every morning.
Phil, I apologize if I missed it at the top, but you said your Detroit roots. Where are you at now?
Yeah, so I moved out to Wilmington, Delaware. I'm actually a middle school assistant principal 30 years ago. I'm a Chippewa graduate.
Fire up.
Class of 96. Grew up, fire up, baby. Grew up in Clinton Township. Big Wolverine fan, all four Detroit sports teams. Found you guys on my tuned-in subscription. I'm telling you, man, you guys start my day out on the right note. Love listening to the show. These Tigers, man. Come on now, John. I know you're fired up, John.
Oh, hell yeah. I couldn't be more fired up. Phil, thanks for listening. You heard it right there. When you're watching, especially with people that don't watch all the time, and Ellie has been watching with me a little bit more now, and Kerry Carpenter comes in, and her response at first is, he's got really good skin. what are you talking about?
It's the first thing she noticed.
Right, it's the first thing she noticed. Yeah, it's like his wife saying, what's his record?
Yes. I said the same thing. Well, the same thing his wife said first. Who is that?
Who is that?
I don't recognize anyone anymore. But who is that?
That is one of the great things, especially when guys come to the mound. Like, you don't recognize them by face.
No.
It's just, who is that is probably a very common reaction to a lot of people that didn't watch throughout the course of the year. They started tuning in in September or even early October, and they're like, wait a second, who is that?
It's an unbelievable story, and people are getting on board that hadn't paid attention in years. Fans were in hibernation, a lot of fans. And they're all awake now. Everybody's buzzing. You got a home playoff game coming up on Wednesday, and it should be.
Are we letting Phil off the hook?
Great. What do you mean?
Woman!
I laughed.
Get out of here!
I haven't heard anybody say something like that since Clubber Lang in Rocky III. Hey, woman!
Hey, woman!
Not how I would have said it, but all right. He was honest. He was candid.
Yes. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm fine. You know what? Listening to the Cleveland radio people and my people on my feeds and stuff like that from Cleveland, they're fine too.
Oh, I don't know about that. I watched a little clip from your boys in the morning in Cleveland. They were bickering at each other right out of the gate
today.
Oh, they
always bicker. That's their thing.
Okay.
Ken and Anthony, I know those boys.
Yeah, seemed like they were a little agitated, a little concerned, a little nervous.
I heard post-game last night driving out of there, and they were questioning whether Carpenter fans should have been intentionally walked. And the host was like, this is not Mike Trout, Barry Bonds.
You can ask my wife. I called that home run before it happened. Kerry Carpenter was standing there. Class A let a couple of guys on, including Jake freaking Rogers. I'm sitting there. I'm like, Kerry's doing something here.
Yeah.
Like, he's screwed. And I look at that as we almost stole one because I was expecting to lose the Terex Google game.
Okay.
The psyche of Cleveland fans. Uh-huh. Now it's a 3-game series, two of which are here.
Mental gymnastics.
And if a game five happens, you got to deal with the guy who's in your nightmares, Tarek Skubal,
time. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. So that's the great part. If you're a Cleveland fan, if you can get it back to game five at your home ballpark, you only have to deal with that guy. Yeah, good luck.
You guys couldn't hit Matt Boyd.
We hit Class A. We hit your best pitcher when needed to.
Situation. That's not where he's supposed to be.
I can't get much bigger than the situation he was in. Call it safe situation or not.
Mental gymnastics.
Doing some backflips, boys. Let me have my moment.
We'll get to your update. More phone calls. Open lines today. 2 Grand Slam at 725. It's 97.1.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.